Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Just last night, we had a conversation around how the South African Depression and Anxiety Institute mentioned that at least 61% of South Africans say that they're keen to resign from their jobs if they had enough money. Well, we reflected on some of those concerns, and it was largely related to not being paid adequately, a lack of growth within their careers, and of course, even ability to transition in terms of the growth that we want within our careers. Tonight, we thought we'd have a different conversation, and this time around, take a look at the people who are happy in their jobs. And maybe you are one of them. I'd like to hear from you. Are you happy with the work that you do? What kind of work do you do that makes you happy? And what is it that actually makes or adds to the happiness and contentment that you feel at work? This is on the back of research that reveals the challenges and rewards of 75% of South Africans' daily work lives. And it actually speaks to deskless workers. Deskless workers who happen to enjoy their jobs more, even though they might have low wages. To tell us more is Nontsuku Mthimkhulu, head of customers at GEM. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Nontsuku.
It's a pleasure to be here. Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I'm hoping we can touch on some of the terminology, right, and discuss that first. But firstly, do you actually enjoy your job? Are you happy?
I am so happy. I'm so happy. I want to share this joy and educate everyone else on how we can spread the joy. Looking forward to our chat, and hopefully we can spread the word and pull positively.
Definitely. I hope I didn't put you on the spot there, but appreciate your perspective. I enjoy what I do as well. The hours are long, but the work is really fulfilling. But as you mentioned, the report actually talks about 75% of South Africans. And maybe let's just start on this report, the depth of it, and deskless workers. Who are they and what kind of work do they do?
Alrighty. Deskless workers, I think, typically are people we would describe as those that do not have a traditional office setting. So they're mostly in very like public facing roles. You would find these people in sectors like the food industry, hygiene, your security guards, in the mining sector, so far as the retail space. So when we think about all of these industries, the one thing they have in common that you and I probably enjoy from time to time is that they don't have a regular working setup space. Yes. So when we're defining it in our end, we're looking at it, it's deskless because I've got no dedicated space, no dedicated time in which I'm coming in to fulfill my role.
Got you. That clearly means I'm one of them, depending on where I am at during the time of day. And it appears as though deskless workers actually say that they're a lot more happier. And maybe let's just explain if this has also seen a level of growth in terms of the number of deskless workers. And I ask this deliberately because post the pandemic, there have been interesting dynamics regarding the workforce.
Right. It's been more interesting than ever.
Yeah.
So what we found essentially is that we went out essentially to the group of people that we currently work with, which mostly are deskless. And we were really just trying to understand, like, what are they motivated by on a day to day? Like, what are they looking forward to, and what's their main drivers? So what we found in speaking to these people is that they enjoy the very simple work that they do on a day-to-day. Either it be the cashier at a grocery store for you to check out to buy your groceries, or someone getting you your morning coffee that you need so much. But what we found is that they are finding fulfillment in the jobs that they are doing on a day-to-day. They are highly motivated. And for an industry or a world where after COVID, suddenly things flipped around and we started trying to think about working remotely. What does that mean? What does that look like? The deskless workers, in fact, were just faced with the same reality. So if you are looking at this group of people, it's people that have actually just powered through each and every single scenario, regardless of the rain, the weather, what the economic standing is, because they are the people that actually are critical in maintaining daily operations that we just look at and say, oh, okay, it was a lovely day. Mm. So yeah, that's what we really just got to the crux to with the research. Mm.
Speaking of the kind of work that they do, what's interesting is that you asked them a series of questions, right? What are the challenges that cause you the most stress in your job? When you need money before payday, what is it for? Maybe take us through the kind of questions you asked them and how this helped us distill their level of contentment at work relative to what it is that they do.
Yeah. So the sort of questions that we were asking them really is like, how do you essentially get to work? Because that's a very important component. How do you get to work? What mode of transport are you using to get to work? Have you seen any sort of potential growth? Is there room for you to get promoted, to move to a different probably role? But also we were just trying to understand on where are they seeing that essentially there's a gap between the person who's sitting in the office to them. And I think one of the key things was that we were really trying to challenge the thinking and just get to like, how do we bridge the gap between the employee and the employer to essentially be able to foster a better working relationship, to be able to support and engage with this group audience. Mm.
Let's talk about what it is that works for them, how they find meaning at work, and maybe we'll contrast that with the financial rewards as well.
So how they find meaning at work really is in the way in which they're able to assist and essentially make a difference to our day-to-day lives. So, we as part of the survey, we had waste pickers as part of the audience. And their biggest thing was that they are able to actually drive us to becoming an environment that's more clean, because they are the people that are on the road picking up stuff and all of those things. So they are finding meaning in what they're doing in the smallest thing. So a waste picker, for example, is saying to us that I enjoy my job because I know that in as much as I'm doing so little right now, I'm contributing to the bigger picture. The bigger picture being a world that is cleaner. Or if you're speaking to a security guard who's actually looking after a full-on institution, they're proud of the fact that they were able to fulfill their role and make sure that they kept that space safe for the duration of their shift.
Okay. And in terms of funding and money, or I guess the income, I understand that it might not be as high as what they want it to be, but yet they're still content with the income levels.
Yeah. So the income levels, I think that as part of the studies that people are battling to make ends meet. The audience that we spoke to is earning around 5,000 to 10,000 rand per month. And they often then, as part of this, are faced with a lot of challenges in between the month, because that salary does not sustain them until they have an opportunity to get the next one. But then again, they're faced with the reality of, I am the one who needs to go to work today to be able to feed my family, but also to be able to get a salary at the end of the month. So the salary that we're looking at or working with here are really on the lower end, yet this group of people still pretty much appreciate and enjoy what they're doing.
Mm. Do we have the insight into the age group, the demographics of majority of deskless workers in South Africa?
So the split of the demographic is not something I've got here on hand now, but I'd be happy to share it, post this with you directly. But we are looking at the audience that we did survey. We were looking at about 75% of South Africans contributing towards this deskless workforce.
Gotcha.
So it's quite a significant number when you consider the fact that then desk base only contributes 25% to that.
Mm, got you. Ooh, there's an interesting shift then that's clearly happening within corporates. And that speaks to, I guess, the support that's required to make sure that they thrive.
Correct.
What kind of support are we seeing? Yeah, because it seems like there's a multitude of factors that they need encouragement and support with.
That's for sure. So, I mean, the employers, really, the one thing that we are seeing is that there is room for us to be able to offer clear communication methods to this group of employees. Secondly, we could probably do better by being able to provide them to access to fair financial tools. What I mean by this is, how are employees, when we know that they're not going to make it to the end of the month, what is the business doing, or what sort of wellness programs have been put in place to be able to address the need of being able to either understand my finances, budget better, or be able to get access to it, should that be an option.
And are we actually seeing certain industries providing enough support in this regard, or seeing, I guess, a heightened or increased number of deskless workers in this space?
Yeah. So I'll speak from our perspective. So I think we currently service over 140 companies, which include quite a lot of household brands. So the shift already has started, and it started gradually, yes. However, we are seeing a lot of businesses now actually recognizing the fact that I need to be able to better the life of the person that is servicing the employee that is giving me a 5-star review, for example. So there is now starting to be that shift, and we are hoping that more businesses can face head on the conversation of, we don't have enough money. We do not probably communicate with the deskless force as much as we should, but then how are we bridging the gap?
And maybe let's go back to that, Nonsuku, because as we mentioned, what we are looking for here is making sure that the workforce is happy. It builds onto several themes and conversations we've been having of late. And it is that time of the year. People are struggling with year-end fatigue, maybe even reevaluating, you know, their career prospects. Some perhaps still happy, but just feeling like, ooh, we need a break. Help us understand, is there a metric to, I guess, calculating or evaluating how we should find contentment in our places and spaces of work?
So I think there's probably, it would be different for sort of like every business that's there. But I think like one of the main key drivers, I think, would be on how do we essentially ensure that information is communicated clearly to absolutely everyone within a business, regardless of your location, regardless of the time, essentially. So it's more on like trying to reinforce the theme, essentially, of being able to clearly communicate with the deskless force. But then more importantly, how do you communicate with people that are completely spread out in different parts of South Africa, for example? So I think earlier on, you were having a conversation about how technology is now taking over a little bit. And this is where the technology that we are building is coming in, because it caters to an audience that is wide enough, but it still then is able to be communicated and makes people feel recognized. It makes them feel like they're part of the bigger picture, if I can put it that way.
100%. Very important to make sure that people do feel included, because that does play a role in terms of how we show up, right? The more inclusive and supported people feel, then the easier it is to actually show up, even perhaps if the finances aren't necessarily meeting the needs of the workforce. Nonsuku, such a pleasure speaking to you.
Exactly. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I really appreciate that you've given us so much perspective, and even how, I guess, the organization you work for, GEM, is also helping us better understand how there's solutions to empower the workforce on both sides, right? For employers and employees, making it easier to understand the needs at hand. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. Cheerio.
Thank you. That's Nonsuku Mthimkhulu, Head of Customer at GEM, helping us take a look at a report which highlights that deskless workers. So people like you and I, maybe. I don't always have a very, I have an allocated desk here at Kaya, but typically it's available when and as I need it. But I'm not in at 8 o'clock in the morning. I have other commitments to take care of. But there's a sense of flexibility, right? So those are deskless workers. And the report highlights that they make up at least 75% of South Africa's daily work force, and more so that they have interesting dynamics in the different sectors that they work in. And think about it, post the pandemic, there's a lot more flexibility in terms of remote work, but beyond remote work, contractual work. And those are some of the themes that speak to what we see in terms of employment processes. Modibedi as well also comes in a little later, but he's got a space here. Yeah, we all do. We're still family here at Kaya, always.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.